For some people, the iconic advertising figure of the Marlboro Man embodies the rugged individual of the American West. For others, he represents a product that can kill you. These two images met up recently at the 2004 Adventure Team event sponsored by Philip Morris International in Moab, Utah. The event, part vacation, part Marlboro marketing extravaganza, brought smokers from around the world to play cowboy on beautiful public lands. Charles Duhigg is a reporter with the Los Angeles Times who wrote about the Adventure Team for the Times this week. He joins us from member station KANW in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So tell us first about this event. Who was there taking part?
This is a promotion that draws from smokers in Asia, Latin America, and Europe. And so there were altogether about 42 young men and women from those countries who were chosen from over 1 million applicants who had given Philip Morris International their names and addresses and demographic information and competed to be part of this team. And it was essentially sort of just a normal group of young, good-looking smokers who were all overjoyed to get a free trip to Utah.
But no Americans.
No Americans, because of the agreement between the what's called the Master Settlement Agreement between the tobacco companies and attorney generals of various U.S. states, this type of promotion is prohibited in the U.S. The way that Philip Morris International has decided to interpret it is that it's just easier not to include Americans in this.
Can you smoke on the public lands that this takes place on in Utah?
Sure. I mean, at this point in America, anyone can smoke outside who wants to in almost all places. And so on public lands in Utah, anyone who wants to can light up a cigarette. What people can't do is that they can't advertise Marlboro on billboards, and they can't hand out Marlboro jackets or Marlboro mouse pads. And it's kind of unclear exactly where this event falls in that. Everyone that I spoke to told me that this event is legal. They file the appropriate applications for permits, and they don't advertise for Marlboro while they're doing it in the U.S. What anti-smoking advocates object to is the fact that Philip Morris International and Marlboro uses America's public lands as sort of the backdrop for advertisements shown overseas for cigarettes, and that ultimately what they're doing is that they're giving people a free trip to America if they're smokers.
What is in this for Philip Morris International?
What's happened over the last 5 years is that countries are increasingly limiting the type of public advertising that cigarette companies can use. And so what's become enormously valuable is the names, addresses, and demographic information of smokers. Because if they have your name and address, they can mail something to you directly. They can advertise directly to the smoker, which is enormously valuable. So what Philip Morris does is they sponsor this huge, huge contest. They get over 1 million names and addresses of smokers all around the world. And then they have to choose some people to come to Utah because no one's going to participate in the contest if there isn't a prize at the end. But the actual trip to Utah is almost an afterthought. The real focus is the contest and the collection of this enormously valuable demographic information. In fact, one analyst that I spoke to who covers the tobacco industry told me that in his opinion, these 1 million names and addresses of young smokers who are starting their smoking career and are sort of susceptible to advertising, that the value of those names actually couldn't even be estimated, because for the next 10 years, Philip Morris is going to be able to market to them.
Charles Duhigg is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He joined us from KANW in Albuquerque. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.